Welcome to installment 142 of Sefer HaMitzvot from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Positive commandment number 80, that of Pidyon HaBen, redeeming one's firstborn son. And positive commandment number 81, the commandment of Pidyon Peter Chamer, redeeming the firstborn of a donkey.
The commandment of Pidyon HaBen, or redemption of the firstborn, is derived primarily, according to the Rambam, from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 28. The verse states, Becher Barnecha Titen Li, your firstborn son you should give to me, with God being the me. However, the law is not that the parents have to give over the firstborn child to God. The Rambam explains that the mitzvah is that you should redeem the child from the Kohen, that it is as if the Kohen himself already owns the child by virtue of it being given to God as a firstborn child, and the parent then has to buy, so to speak, the child back from the Kohen. He does this by giving five seloim, five sela, to the Kohen. As it is said in the text of the Pidyon HaBen, as we have in the Siddur, the Kohen asks the father, which would you prefer, your firstborn son or the five seloim which you were required to give me? This shows that the child himself belongs, so to speak, to the Kohen, and the father must purchase him back. This redemption, the giving of the money to the Kohen, in order that the parents should have the child for themselves, is the giving which is referred to in the verse. And the Rambam says this is explicitly described in the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 15, where it is said, Ach pade tifte es becher ha'adam, you must redeem the firstborn child of a person. This explains clearly that the commandment here is not to literally give the child, but to give the money to the Kohen. There are certain exemptions to this law of the redemption of the firstborn. The firstborn we're speaking of here is a firstborn male. Therefore, if the firstborn was a female, the male born afterwards would not need redemption, and neither would the firstborn daughter. In addition, if one of the parents is a Kohen or a Levi, that is, if the mother was a daughter of a Kohen or a Levi, again, the child is exempt from redemption. So too, if the child did not come out in a natural way, for example, through a cesarean section, or if the mother previously had a miscarriage, this could be a question for a competent rabbi, because again, the firstborn afterwards would not be considered born, the first one born in a natural manner. So too, the firstborn is considered the firstborn of the mother. If it's only the first child, which the father has had, but the mother has previously born children, then again, this child is exempt. Although the classification of firstborn goes after the firstborn of the mother, nevertheless, the Rambam tells us that the commandment is not on the mother. The commandment is on the father. Or as the Rambam says, mitzvahs haben al ha'av, a commandment the father has vis-a-vis his child. And as the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita explains in the Sicha, that according to the Rambam, evidently the commandment is really on the child himself. The child is required to redeem himself by giving money to the Kohen. However, the father is required to do so in lieu of his son, since his son is physically unable to do so due to his young age. This explains why the Rambam quotes this verse from the book of Numbers, which does not mention the requirement of the father specifically to redeem his son. Both the Jerusalem and the Babylonian Talmud mention that the father must redeem the son, and there are verses to this effect in the Chumash. However, the Rambam quotes, Ach pade tiftes becher ha'adam, that the firstborn child must be redeemed, and does not specifically mention that the father must do the redeeming. This is because, essentially, according to the Rambam, the commandment is on the child to redeem himself. Therefore, when the child grows older, if he has, for some reason, not been redeemed, he is required to redeem himself, even though his father has not done so when he was a young child. The story is related in Sefer Chassidim, that there was once a young man who was very, very sick and became mortally ill and started saying, Tifduni, Tifduni, redeem me, redeem me. The people, however, did not realize what he was asking, and they went to the sage of the city and asked him, what can they do for this young man? And he said, perhaps he's a firstborn and has not been redeemed. Go and redeem him. They did so and gave the five sela to the Kohen. And afterwards, the young man became well and lived 25 years after this incident. The child, however, should in a proper way be redeemed when he is very young, on the 31st day after birth, that he has gone through an entire 30 days. As soon as possible, on the 31st day, he is redeemed through the ceremony with the Kohen. It has been pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch by the Pesach Teshuva and other commentaries that it is possible sometimes that the 31st day can occur without a complete month having gone by. Since the lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days, if the first appearance of the moon was late in the day and the redemption is happening earlier in the day, perhaps a full month has not gone by. In such a case, one must be careful to ensure that the full month has actually gone by and wait until later on the 31st day to make the redemption. Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us, why is it that 5 sela was chosen to be the amount to redeem the firstborn? He states that this amount was chosen since it is an atonement for the sale of Joseph, that when Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, they took an amount equivalent to these 5 sela. And therefore, in order to atone for their misdeed, we today redeem our firstborn by giving 5 sela to the Kohen. The Pidyon HaBen ceremony is a very interesting and colorful ceremony with many varied customs among different groups of Jews. And it contains within it a great secret, a great sod, as the Jewish people are referred to by the prophet as Becheri Yisrael, Bni Becheri Yisrael, that we are considered the firstborn of Hashem, of God. And therefore, as we redeem the firstborn, we are asking, so to speak, that God should redeem us, to redeem us and take us out of this exile. May it be so, Bimheira V'Yameinu. The Rambam concludes that this mitzvah is described in detail in the Tractate Becheres. The second commandment of today's portion is positive commandment number 81, which also involves the redemption of a firstborn, this time Peter Chamer, the firstborn donkey. The Rambam describes this commandment as deriving from the verse of Exodus chapter 34, verse 20, which states, Peter Chamer tifte veseh, that your firstborn donkey should be redeemed with a lamb. As the Rambam describes, one must take a lamb and redeem this donkey and give the lamb to the Kohen. Before he does so, he is forbidden from gaining any benefit whatsoever from the donkey and is not allowed to use it. Should the animal die beforehand, or should he even sell the animal before redeeming it, he is not even allowed to use the money which he has gained through the sale. He is, however, allowed to redeem it in a way other than a lamb. If he wishes, he can redeem it with the value of a lamb. As the Rambam describes in his legal code, the only reason a lamb is singled out is to make things easier for the owner of the donkey. That if he finds a lamb which has a lesser value, a lamb is always good to redeem to be given to the Kohen. However, if he wants to give money, he must give money worth a certain amount. This commandment applies even outside the land of Israel, anywhere where a Jew might find himself, and also in any time. And therefore, a person that owns a donkey today and would have it give birth to a firstborn donkey would also be required to fulfill this law of redeeming this firstborn donkey by giving a lamb or the value thereof to a Kohen. This commandment is in fact compared to the law of Pidyon HaBen, of redeeming the firstborn child. And therefore, just like the child of a Kohen or Levi does not have to be redeemed, so too a Kohen or Levi who owns a donkey must not redeem the firstborn donkey. All of these laws, the Rambam tells us, are described in the Tractate Becheres. Why is it that out of all of the non-kosher animals, the donkey was singled out to have its firstborn redeemed? Our sages tell us that the Egyptians are compared to a chamer. The Egyptian firstborn in particular were compared to donkeys. Therefore, in commemoration of the miracle, when there was a plague of the firstborn, we redeem the firstborn donkey to describe and commemorate how our firstborn were saved, while the firstborn of the donkey of the Egyptians, as symbolized by the donkey, were killed. In addition, we want to single out the donkey, since they helped the Jewish people when they left Egypt by carrying all of the excess gold and silver that they were unable to carry themselves. As our sages tell us that the Jewish people came out of Egypt with great riches. So to thank the donkey, it is singled out from among the non-kosher animals and is allowed to have a mitzvah, a commandment performed with it. If the person does not want to redeem this firstborn donkey by giving a lamb or by giving the amount, The Torah tells us that he is required to kill this donkey. This will be described in tomorrow's mitzvah, that since he wanted to cause a financial loss to the Kohen, God causes him a financial loss by forcing him to kill the animal. However, it is preferable, of course, and required that he exchange this donkey for a lamb and give the lamb to the Kohen. The commentaries explain that there is a great idea contained in this commandment that, as we mentioned, the Egyptians were compared to a donkey. And the Jewish people, on the other hand, are compared to a lamb. Sep Zura Yisrael. We are like sheep spread out throughout the world. And in the commandment of Petach Hamer, the donkey is exchanged for a lamb, just as it was in the case in the days of Egypt, where God exchanged the Egyptians, so to speak, for the Jewish people, and chose us and singled us out among all the nations of the world.
One point which was left out from the first mitzvah of today's portion, positive commandment number 80, of the redemption of the firstborn child, is that women are exempt from this commandment, as described in the tractate Kiddushin.